Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
Doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be really hot today, man.
It's going to be hot today?
Yeah, man, almost 90 degrees. Is that what you want?
I mean, that's exactly what I want every single day.
Come on, man. That's not what I want, man. Not 90.
Earl, I'm so sorry.
I've had some experiences recently with 90. Give me 80.
Okay. Just make it like 80 the entire year, every single day. No, 75 single day.
Well, you know where that... Then that's where you should relocate to.
Where should I relocate?
San Diego, California.
San Diego. Yeah, it's a great place. It's a great place.
Yeah,
I've heard it's a great place.
Yeah, and the weather, I mean, it's always somewhere around perfect. 78 degrees.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, if there's a perfect place in this world, it probably is San Diego.
You mean weather-wise?
Weather-wise. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Until all the other things that happened in California weather-wise. You know, the flooding, the fires. There's no perfect place. There's no utopia in the way of weather. But they're a lot closer than Milwaukee, right?
That's true.
Because I was reading the Farmer's Almanac. Well, I wasn't reading it, but I was looking at it. You ever hear the Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they predicted more snow and cold than usual in Wisconsin.
Isn't that the case? Oh, goodness.
Man, thought I'd give you some information that would float your boat this morning, man.
Wow. That's
just what we want to hear, right?
Exactly.
And more snow and more cold than normal.
How would you start it off so well by talking about how hot it's going to be and then end it off by saying it's going to be cold for the rest of the year?
Yeah, man, and snowy.
And snowy.
Yeah. But anyway, a couple things. Want to make an announcement. Tomorrow, the governor of the state of Wisconsin is going to be joining us again. He will be calling us at 10 minutes after 9, Connor. He's going to hang around with us for 20 minutes. So, you know, and going to take a couple questions from the audience. So, really happy and excited. You know, it's not every day you get the governor of the state of Wisconsin to call radio shows, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is the second time in, 3 weeks? I think he called us about a week or so ago and is going to spend a little more time with us. So I'm really excited about having Governor Evers back on the airways. You know, Mark, write it down. We'll take a few calls, you know, to the governor. So I'm really excited about that. Here's what I want to do, Connor, is I owe an apology to the listening audience, right? I've been so wound up. Man, you don't know what it's like, man, to listen to conservative talk away from here and to watch it and listen to it on radio, to watch it on television. And then to come in here and get CJ on the line. And I'm generally a little more calm than I've been here lately. I've been in an explosive mode. And I you know, will check myself on that.
Yeah.
The only way I can check myself on that is to stop ODing on conservative stuff, right?
ODing.
I mean, I got to cut off some of the stuff that I'm watching and listening to, because these people absolutely drive me nuts.
I'm telling you, Earl, you said on your show the other day that there aren't a lot of positive things happening. But there are, if you go out there and look, and you can talk about them.
Well, let me
just for a little bit, you know, to balance it out.
Well, let me say this, man. Yeah, there's some positive things going on, but what I don't ever want to do is lead people to believe and misunderstand the pain that so many people are suffering in this country. Man, I could accentuate the positive, I could. But I see too many people, man. My eyes are open.
Yeah.
I feel their pain. You know, I'm around kids in schools. I see how bad it is for them in their neighborhoods, in their homes. I know there are other people whose children don't live like that. You know, people here in Waukesha don't experience what children in Milwaukee experience.
That's true.
They're not exposed to the gunshots every night, the reckless driving, just the horrible, horrible things that happen in the city where I live and other cities comparable to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things I don't want to do is not bring the experience that so many people feel in this country that is overlooked, you know.
Yeah, that's important.
That's overlooked, man. I mean, it's the things that happen to people who have not asked for it, but who are American citizens just the same, and are dismissed far too often. I've been the voice for those people all of my life, and I'm going to always continue to be the voice for people who don't have a voice. That's at the root of who I am. Having said that, yeah, I got to find some different things to also talk about, but it means I have to stop spending so much time listening to Republicans. Come on, man. Because listen, man. You know, you Republicans need to understand that all of us don't believe that these are the important subjects and topics in the country. Hillary Clinton's emails. I don't care about Hillary Clinton's emails. Hillary Clinton is not the president. She ran, you know, many years ago. I don't care about Hillary Clinton's email. Stop talking about it, okay? Hunter Biden's laptop. I don't care about Hunter Biden's laptop, right? Well, you know, these are some of the important issues we need to be talking about. No, I'm not concerned about Hunter Biden's laptop. Aren't you concerned about the border? They're going to overrun us. All those people are coming in here, and they're bringing fentanyl, and everybody coming in here is a criminal. Hey, Connor, I don't care about that, right? I mean, let's stop acting like these are the most important. Critical race theory. But we got to be worried about they're teaching our kids all the wrong things, the history of this country, and making us look bad in it. Hey, not the number one topic of discussion. School choice. We got to make sure that every kid gets an opportunity. Hey, some of us are more concerned about the fact that there's so many lunatics running around this country with automatic weapons, terrifying everybody. Some of us are concerned that at every turn, there's some cat who's got a gun and who thinks it's his right to control what happens because he's got a gun. And the slaughter that continues to go on in this nation, in this country. Some of us are concerned about the inequality that continues to happen in this country and think these are important issues. Some of us are concerned about the fact that the financial inequality that happens in this country are important issues. And it just so happens that those of us who think about, and some of us are concerned about all the money we keep spending on defense, at the same time, we won't do anything to help other American citizens get a better shot at life. Some of us think those things are more important than, again, Hillary Clinton's emails, Hunter Biden's laptop, the border, critical race theory, and school choice. So there are fundamental differences in what people on the right are concerned about in this country and people on the left. And so at the root of all of it is the people on the left are trying to hammer people over the head on the right and make them, you know, agree with what we think is important. On the other side of it, nonstop, you hear the Republicans constantly trying to force somebody to thinking that what they're talking about is what the most important thing is. Some of us know Donald Trump is a criminal. And so, you know, we're not going to sit still and be silent, you know, while you keep trying to protect the criminal. So I'm going to work really hard, Connor, to regain my composure and do radio in the manner that I should be doing it, except for when CJ calls and won't follow the protocol of the subjects that we are talking about, okay? Except for when CJ tries to come in and take the conversation somewhere other than where it's directed. And then when CJ gets his own radio show, then he can do that. Until then, he's got to follow the directives that any other talk show host would have. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Do I sound a little calmer, man? All right. We'll be back.
Me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Yeah.
Is that Stevie Wonder?
Nah, it's music, Soul Child.
Oh. He sounds a little bit like Stevie Wonder.
He does sound like Stevie.
But, you know, I mean, it takes courage to try to do the Beatles song, but he did it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk about outrageous things. Here's something that's pretty outrageous to me. Our phone lines again are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Before I go to my next topic, let's bring Gene up from Eau Claire. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You see how I'm trying to calm myself down?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
We need more people like you that should be on all the radio stations with your format for a long, long time to come to remedy all the damage that has been done by right-wing radio.
Gene, let me ask you before you go any further. Are the most important things you're concerned about Hillary Clinton's emails, Hunter Biden's laptop, the border, critical race theory, school choice, all the things that are happening in this country. The Republicans would lead you to believe these are the subjects we should be talking about. How many of those subjects do you rate as the most important thing right now that we should be focused on?
Zero.
I know. I mean, that I do.
Zero. They should not be focused on at all. I mean, come on. Our democracy is significantly
yes.
at risk.
Yes.
We, you know, we have gerrymandered state. We got huge state issues. We have criminality. I mean, come on. The crime of the century was done right in front of our eyes. We all watched. You know, I mean, the people that fake electors, fraudulent electors, they need to be prosecuted. There's so many things that are going on that's out of the realm of possibility. If we don't focus on this, then it means it's okay. It means, okay, let's everybody do this kind of behaviors. No, I don't think so. I think they need to be called out, and I think that it needs to be shown to the public, and I appreciate you and all the work you do, but I know that, you know, my blood pressure goes up all the time when I'm listening to the Republicans. I used to watch, you know, our Senate and our Congress live, but I can't watch it anymore because the minute the Republicans open their mouth, they're not trying to solve issues. All they do is beat the same drum of that Democrats are evil. The Democrats do this. They don't even care about the issues of the people. All they care about is running down Democrats and blaming them for everything they've ever did. So thank you so much, Earl. You're doing the right thing.
You know what, Gene? What's happening right now is a tide turning. And I had just about given up hope that the Democrats were going to be able to maintain control of the Congress and the Senate. And thanks to Republicans for shooting themselves in the foot with Roe versus Wade. I mean, it just shows the arrogance that those people have, because what they have done is unleashed women. Suburban women and women in general who are outraged that you know, somebody's going to take away their rights that they were given, should have been given the day they were born, but 50 years later, and ignore them and don't ask them what they thought, but just make these decisions unilaterally, and they're going to pay the price for that.
And they should pay the price for that, because they're worried about forced pregnancy on raped kids and raped anybody, and or the health of the mother. And in addition to that, they don't give one iota about the military weapons out on the street that are killing kids in schools and people in churches and at grocery stores and theaters. It is ludicrous. They need to go. Unless, you know, the thing that I have found, Earl, that this has been going, building up in all the different states, the takeovers and the gerrymandering and
right.
all this sort of thing. This isn't done just by Donald Trump. This is done by people who got big bucks.
Well, Gene, it's an organized conspiracy.
Yes.
Against our government.
Yes. And it's a scary thing. And the thing of it is evangelical radio, I'm sorry to call them out, but Galdarn, I've tried to call into them when they were going after the kids from the Parkland shooting on a Christian station.
Yes.
You know, blaming these kids for protesting. I called up and said, hey, that's not what I learned in church. But I couldn't get on, of course, because, you know, because they won't put you on. It's like, wake up here, folks. But see, the people don't get the information, and they listen to this garbage hour after hour after hour without any reality interjected. So you're doing a great thing, Earl. Keep it up, because I really appreciate you, and I know there's a lot of people in our state and country that do. So thank you.
Hey, Gene, thank you for listening. And more than anything else, thank you for having the courage to call. Really appreciate it. That's what radio is about. The views of the listening audience, not so much about the host. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I think I like the calmer version of Earl, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, all right, I'll work on it. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, kind of, there's an old axiom that music tames the common beast, or something like that. So it's calming me down a little bit, man.
Yeah, I just got to keep the good tracks running.
Yeah, but I don't know how long it's going to work, because I've got guests coming up today in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got Mr. Joseph Hanneman, who is a writer, a reporter for the Epoch Times, and we're going to have a conversation about why he believes that September 6th was not as bad as they said it was. And not real. So I don't know how long I'm going to be able to remain, you know, calm in the face of that. And then at 10 o'clock, we've got Mr. Tony DeGossip, excuse me, who is the director of Gun Owners of America. And we're going to have some back and forth. So I'm just trying to keep my blood pressure down before we even get into all of that. But anyway, let me go to this. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. Yeah, music tames the savage beast. You ever hear that?
No. It sounds like something I've heard before.
Yeah, it sounds, like, maybe, yeah. But it sounds like something. Yeah, it's there. But anyway, anytime you play what is her name, man?
Anita Baker.
Anita Baker, yeah. You're gonna tame me. exclusive. Listen to this, man. These are the kind of things that just don't make sense to me. You know, we celebrate the military, right? They're always talking about our troops. We must celebrate our troops. You know, we love our troops. Thank you for your service. And all of those things that you constantly hear, you know, in this country. We got to support the troops. Support them. Support them. Okay. I'm not saying we shouldn't. But then explain this to me, man, because I don't understand it. A new Pentagon survey shows women in the military endured the highest level of unwanted sexual contact since the Defense Department began tracking data 16 years ago. A startling finding that shows sexual crimes rising steadily despite hundreds of millions spent to curb the problem and vows by senior leaders to tackle it. Are you aware that they've been, many of those troops we say we love are being sexually assaulted by other troops? Wouldn't you say that's an issue?
Of course.
Wouldn't you say that should be out there where people should be able to look at that and then demand that if you've got people inside of the military, they should not be allowed to be molested, sexually molested by other people, and then that's covered up.
I mean, the same problem the government has is the same issue with Amazon, you know, or the same issue with the Boy Scouts. It's like they because they rely on contractors, they don't have a financial but also a public, you know, reputation incentive to reveal information like this, right?
Yeah.
But because of the government, they should, right? Because they have a, like, we have a constitutional right for our government to be transparent with us, right? At least in regards with that, so.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, what about the voices of the people who are being molested?
Yeah.
Right? The government, for the government to cover that up.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. You know, the Pentagon estimates that sexual assaults among women service members surged an estimated 35% from 2018 to 2021. Why are we not hearing that? You know, why? And I'm sure the people who've been molested wanted their voices to be heard, right? Wouldn't you think that the right thing to do would be to put that information out, but no, the Pentagon wants to keep that quiet because we're out here praising our troops. If we've got some troops inside of the forces that are molesting people, they need to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And then not only do they need to get rid of them, they need to prosecute them and then let the American people know that we're working to eradicate that, right?
Yeah.
Not to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
You know, these are the kinds of things that that we should all be made aware of, and then we should all be outraged. The survey shows that 8.4% of women and 1.5% of men in the active duty military said they had been victims of sex crimes. That's a huge number, man, when you're talking about how many troops we have. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, why has the Pentagon kept it silent? And you and I, once we find out, we should be outraged and demand that that information is forthcoming and that it shouldn't be covered up. And since it's our dollars, tax dollars, that make sure that the military is where they are and who they are, then those secrets should not be kept from us. And don't talk about democracy if our government can't tell us the truth. I get it. I know, again, there's some things you don't want to hear. And Connor wants me to accentuate the positive. Hey, it's going to be 90 degrees today.
I know, man, I'm joking. No, I know.
I'm joking with you, man. But I'm not joking about what the history, the sordid history of the fact that when you go in the military, you know, that people are being molested. I know I talk with guys who were in the military and have been molested by other guys. And so that story, you know, is unacceptable, man. You know, when you send your children into the military and you find out, some of these stories have gotten out, especially with the SEALs, the Navy SEALs, and the illustrious groups of the guys in the military, that these kinds of things have been going on for a long, long time. And the fact that people are not willing to talk about it, I think, bespeaks some of the things that, you know, I talk about on a daily basis here, and bringing forth true information that people may not be aware of, And in hopes that once you're aware of it, you'll ask questions. You'll say, oh, really? I didn't know that. How can they let that happen? You know, if rape on the street is a crime, Connor, why shouldn't rape in the military be a crime? Wherever it happens, it should be a crime and people should be held accountable.
I mean, even in the general populace, we have a really bad problem of underreported or not reported right. sexual assaults, you know? In the military, I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen. It's just like, what else, you know, what can you expect from a government that already has a history of not being transparent, right?
Yeah.
If it's difficult just in general society for people that have been assaulted and been through issues like this, right, to be able to talk about it and to open up and for people to know about it already. So.
Yeah, but these are times where people have reported it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not talking about the ones that haven't been reported. Mm-hmm. These are the reported incidences mm-hmm. that they are aware of. You, as you just stated, there are many others that don't report it.
And that's true, yeah.
Right. So it's clearly a situation that needs to be brought more into the sunlight. You know, you can't evaporate darkness unless you shine some light on it. And so you begin shining light with truth. And the only way you can start eradicating that type of behavior inside of the military or anywhere else is when the truth comes out. Mm-hmm. And the only way the truth can come out is once people start talking about it and that information comes forth, then other folk like myself who have a platform can then bring that information forth to people who may not scour tons and tons of information in order to come here on a daily basis and try to put together, a radio show. So, I do know this. This information that is in today's USA Today, you don't have to dig too far. Just dig up an article. In USA Today, and by Tom Vandenbroek, and read more about it, and you'll become as frustrated and outraged as I am. But I said I wasn't going to raise my blood pressure, and get angry this morning. So I'm just going to chill with it, man, and. And give me some more of that music that'll soothe the savage beast as we got a couple more minutes before we go to break. But here's the point. So now, once you hear this and you've got a child that you are telling to join the military, now you have to tell your child to beware of what is happening there. You once thought, you know, if I sent my child to the military, they would be safe and I wouldn't have to worry about things happening as long as they're inside of this nation. You know, it's something else altogether different if you send them halfway around the world in an armed conflict. But as long as they're here on bases in the United States, you would think that it would be a safe bet that your child would be safe. But not once you look at these incidences that continue to occur in the United States military. The Pentagon ought to be ashamed of itself. And the senators and congressmen need to bring forth a broader investigation and fix that, because I know they can. Soothe me. Soothe me, maestro. Got to go to a break. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. If you're just joining us, I just wanted to make an announcement. Tomorrow, we will be joined by Governor Tony Evers at 10 minutes after 9. He is going to take a few phone calls from the listening audience, so make sure you are there. Looking forward to having another conversation with the governor. Something else. Oh, yeah. Monday, Crute and I, Mike Crute, president of Civic Media Group, will be joining one another at Labor Fest 2022 at beautiful Summerfest grounds in the city of Milwaukee. So I'm really excited. It's been a couple years since we've all gotten together. I'm a union guy, and that's my family. And I'm going to have a great time reconnecting. I'm sure we'll have many of the political leaders of the state that we'll be interviewing. So I'm looking forward to reconnecting again and having a great time with all those union people. And can you say you're looking forward to having a good time with some politicians? Oh, I mean politicians. Yeah, some of them. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, President Joe Biden is going to be giving a political primetime speech on tomorrow. Prime time. So primetime presidential speeches don't happen very often. And they're rare. And President Joe Biden is going to be doing this on today. Did I say tomorrow? It's today, this evening. And he wants to talk about the extreme threat from MAGA people in this country. You know, I talk about them all the time, and people get nauseated, and they probably say, Earl, why do you keep letting that bother you? And you just keep on talking about it, and it really is not as bad as you say. Well, maybe it takes the President of the United States to forewarn you of what I've been talking about for months, and that's having never seen the threat inside of this country that we are seeing now, not in my lifetime. And just because there are a few people who say it's not that, does not mean that they know what they're talking about. President Biden on Thursday will use a primetime address to make the case that the political movement led by his predecessor poses an extreme threat to democracy as his criticism of Republicans becomes increasingly pointed as November midterm approach. Listen, never before in my lifetime have I ever heard any party, or better yet, the President of the United States, refer to the other people and members of the other party in that manner. Extreme threat to democracy. This is uncharted territory. And so we know what's at the root of it, right? We all know what's at the root of it. And we see that cancer. Every time I turn on the television, I see that cancer. He's a living, well, cancer is a living organism, but, you know, this is a living cancer with white hair. And And this cancer can speak and organize. And so that's what he's doing, is moving around this body called the United States of America. And his cancer is spreading throughout the various organs of our country. And it doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be the one spreading the cancer anymore. He's already spread the cancer to the various organs of this country, i.e. the body of it. And so he doesn't have to be the guy pulling the trigger. The cancer spread throughout all the organs. And once the cancer spreads throughout the organs of a human body, it's only a matter of time. For the most part. That's why they have to catch cancer early. The earlier they catch cancer, the better the chance of recovery. But once the cancer is spread to the various organs, then it's too late. And right now, this cancer has spread to many of the organs in this nation. And so it's a last ditch effort. Joe Biden is about to give chemotherapy to the cancer-ridden body that is our United States government. Now, certainly the things that he'll be talking about, we're already aware of, but we become numb to it. Now, you know, there'll be people who will ignore, you know, this conversation with the president on tomorrow. I suggest you don't. I suggest if you get a chance, you listen. Because, again, the 2020. Man, what happened to the time, man? I wasn't done. I was just looking to get into this subject. But I'm going to chill. I'm not going to lose my composure. And so we just ran out of time for this subject. Oh, shucks. You know.
We can get to it after we get back.
No, man, we can't. I've got my guess. Yeah, so shoot. You know. Those words I can use and they'll keep me calm. All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I can do this, man.
I can,
huh?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Leaving you.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.